allow you to take control of the airwaves. Dial in, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, all the features we give to you. So enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include various different ways of listening to the program. You can enjoy our live streams and broadband and dial-up flavors. Plus, we've got our webcam and listen lines, which allow you to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance from anywhere. Head on over to listen.freetalklive.com. Again, listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue here taking your phone calls, we go first to Ted in the woods. Ted, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hey, Ted.
Hey, y'all.
What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm going to Knob Creek next week.
Yeah!
Kaboom!
Knob Creek, good time, man. The gun range, the gun show. Knob Creek is incredible, Mark. They've got so much. It's just the most amazing gun show you've probably ever seen.
And yeah, it's
gun event.
Over the weekend. Go check it out at knobcreekrange.com.
Machine guns, flamethrowers, helicopter rides. That sounds like a blast, Ted. Have you ever been before?
No, I haven't been before. Man, I want to shoot me a flamethrower, I'll tell you what.
Hell yeah. Will you give us a call and let us know what it's like?
Yeah, I'll let you know. Hey, one thing I wanted to ask you. See,
yes, sir.
I name all my guns after women.
Uh-huh.
And if I get my picture taken with a really pretty gun of some sort, can it be put in the Shrine of Female Listeners?
I don't think that would count. If your gun is being held by a very, it doesn't have to be an attractive woman, woman. If your gun is being held by a woman, then that would qualify.
So it doesn't count if it's a very attractive gun?
No, in fact, not only would they have to be holding the gun, but they don't have to hold the gun, but the woman has to have some sort of evidence she listens to the show. So she'd also have to be showing in some way that she was a Free Talk Live listener.
What if it's a girl that shoots, like, FTL in holes in the wall?
That would work. Anything that references Free Talk Live or one of the hosts or something that references the show is enough to qualify for a valid.
You know, a T-shirt would be a lot easier.
Oh, yeah, but it wouldn't be nearly as fun.
No.
Yeah. Let us know how that works out for you, Ted, and have fun out there at Knob Creek. And thanks for the call tonight. Let's continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Going to, I believe we have George listening in Michigan to WSJM. George, you're on Free Talk Live. George.
Hello. Yes.
You are on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Several things. CN and Mark, I really enjoyed the discussion.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I think it's quite lively. And I was driving down, and actually I had to stop my car and decided to call.
Wow, great.
There are two or three things that I want to say. Firstly, I think it was Sir Winston Churchill that said, a road to hell always begins with a good intention.
I don't know who it was, but it's a darn good quote.
And so I think either Hitler or Napoleon or any of the dictators that we ever had, none of them began as dictators, unless any of those were inherited. All of them always begin as smart politicians.
Yeah, a lot of the politicians, when you talk to them, they believe they're doing what's right.
Yeah, and usually people are not forced into it, but they buy into the argument. They buy into any argument, smart argument a politician puts up. And so some of the elements, you know, ideas floated around either by the Tea Party or freedom fighters. Or I think, you know, in a way, there's an element for every American to say, wait a minute, where are we heading, you know?
Mm-hmm.
To caution the masses of the people. I think that's a good start.
To caution the masses?
Yeah, the government, the institution, you know? Where are we headed, you know?
It's nowhere good.
Slice by slice, our freedom will be chipped away right before our eyes.
Oh, it is.
But what we will not notice is that, you know, there will be persuasive arguments put before us. And because they make perfect sense, we will all buy into that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's easy to persuade people into using violence against peaceful people. I mean, clearly, look at all the people that support warmongering around the world as though that's somehow godly or good or somehow appropriate. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. The politicians are very persuasive and very sly about getting people to embrace the ideas of aggressing against their neighbors.
Well, I think that you know, there's...
And the government schools have a lot to do with it,
too. It's interesting how the vast majority of us function throughout our day without threatening other people. We get along. Our relationships are voluntary. People decide who they want to hang out with, how they want to, you know, interact with other people. You know, do I want to buy this cup of coffee? Mm-hmm. Will I pay this $2.50 for it? Do I want to hang out with this person for lunch? Do I want to work here? Do I want to do this? Do I want to drive this way? All these things, they make these voluntary decisions. But at the same time, I'm sort of drawn back to the idea that, you know, man is a violent monkey. You know, if you watch the great apes and their interactions with each other, one of the ways that, you know, great apes tend to interact with each other is, hey, when I'm not getting my way, I beat the ground, throw stuff up in the air and
throw some poop.
And if you don't listen to that, then I'm going to beat you.
Yeah.
And that's so
we haven't evolved quite beyond that.
Right.
That,
you know, we can fly into space, but we haven't stopped throwing the grass around and beating each other and throwing poop.
Yeah. That's not to say that we shouldn't strive towards.
Absolutely. And so
we're aware of those problems at this point.
Yes.
At least we that are doing this program and many of you listening are aware of it. But many Americans and people around the world are unaware that by supporting the agencies known as the governments, the states of whatever, that that they're actually in point of fact supporting violence. They're supporting an institution based on coercion. Let's continue here with your calls. And we go to James listening in Miami to WFTL. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
James, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I wanted to ask you a question and also put out an idea that I have to deal with. Because, you know, there's a lot of, like, cases that are being out recently about police brutality and all this crazy stuff going around.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't know if it is because it's like a new thing that's happening right now.
Oh, it's not new, my friend. This has been going on for a long time.
They just didn't have cell phone cameras when they, you know,
Absolutely. It's really the advance of technology and the fact that anybody who pretty much has a cell phone likely these days does have video capabilities. So a lot of people now are walking around with video cameras on their hip. Which makes it more likely that instances of police brutality and police corruption will be caught. And as soon as it hits to YouTube, then it can become a phenomenon. So you're just seeing more of what has always existed.
Well, I actually have an idea about something, how we could deal with this problem. But and then after that, I can ask you a question about that.
Certainly.
Thank you. The thing is this, right? I was thinking, do you guys think or do you feel that police training is no different than military training?
You know, that's a good question. It is different.
Yeah, sure. They're told, you know, how they can act legally and in different instances and how to sort of skirt the law in different ways. So, yeah, the training's different.
However, it is
disturbing how militarized the police organizations tend to be. You know, it used to be that the cops would wear blue or khaki, and they'd wear that funny little eight-cornered hat thing, and they did their very best to kind of look the part. But now when you see cops, they've got these, you know, these helmets.
Battle helmets.
Like the Germans wore in World War II. You know, they've got they're dark-eyed. You can't see their faces. They're strapped up with an MP5 and
stone
the bulletproof
face.
And completely black outfits. It's very weird.
Right, but, like, what was the idea of creating SWAT teams in the first place?
Yeah, the idea was to use the SWAT teams for kind of hostage situations where there are very high tensions and possibility of violence, that kind of thing.
Right, but not drugs, right?
Yeah, right. Not initially. Now they are used primarily for drug busts and are very rarely.
I see something funny going on, guys.
What's that?
I see something weird with that, something strange.
Oh,
because
yeah,
I'm watching all these programs on TV that they're showing, like, they're, like, in purpose breaking people's windows and stuff. And to me, that's like terror tactics.
That's absolutely terror tactics. And as I said earlier in the show tonight, the government is nothing more than a group of terrorists. And I think you actually pointed this out, Mark, that they're a group of terrorists that managed to achieve legitimacy.
Well, that I have to deal with police corruption and everything that's bad about them. I was thinking that since they do go to a training that's kind of like military training, I was thinking that when they do break the law, why don't we put them in a court-martial kind of thing, like military, you know?
I don't know how you would go about doing something like that.
Right, they get
that.
Their own internal investigations. They're not their union wouldn't go for anything that you know looks like punishment for their actions.
Let's talk
I think
about
it's a great
though.
Idea, but
let's,
I mean,
yeah, let's talk about what to do about the police corruption here in moments. Hang on, it's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. You're tuned to the Saturday edition of the program. We're here. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, you want to know what's going on with Free Talk Live? You want to be kept in the loop as to the latest with the show? Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on our news update distribution options, I guess. There are various different ways you can get info about Free Talk Live. You can get it in your email box via our email updates. You can follow our Twitter profile. You can also become a fan of our Facebook fan page. And you can do it all, or just one of them, or whatever's most convenient for you, over at news.freetalklive.com. Of course, it is free. That's news.freetalklive.com.
And check out internobs.com. If you're looking for knobs and pulls for your bathroom, kitchen, you can look at the big box stores. You can look at the specialty stores. Find the knobs and pulls that you want. But before you buy, go to internobs.com. Use code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And you'll save an additional 11%. If you're not as picky about which knobs and pulls you want, they have a closeout section there that's 50 to 80% off. They've just added a bunch of new items to it. And you can make your kitchen look like new for as little as $30 at internobs.com.
All right. So we're on, I think, James. Is James still with us in Miami? James, are you there?
You hear me, guys?
All right, great. Glad you're still there, James. You brought up something that it's near and dear to my heart because I've been somebody who has been following the idea of police corruption for a long time. And, of course, you look at the war on drugs, and it's just a center for focusing the corruption of the police and enriching them and hurting people. And 1.5 million Americans every year now are arrested for possession of a plant or a chemical or something like that. And so they're just destroying lives. And I understand the frustration. I understand when you've got friends or you yourself or you've got loved ones, family members who have been picked up in some sort of drug raid or undercover drug bust, and you know that you want to see justice done. You want to see the kidnappers, the police. You want to see the aggressors, the true criminals in those cases, the people that are hurting others. That the police, you want to see them somehow punished. And you mentioned earlier like some sort of tribunal. Of course, in order to do something like that, you'd have to have enough political sway to where you could somehow change the system to make the police liable for their actions. Because right now, for the most part, the cops can literally get away with murder, and they're very rarely held accountable for some of these just most egregious and awful things that they do. So, I mean, what you're talking about from a political standpoint is pretty difficult. Incredibly difficult to attain. I would be happy if they just stopped aggressing against people, personally. I would be willing to just simply say, I forgive you. Now, please stop this. How do you feel about that?
That's all good. But the problem is that I feel like most people don't care because I guess they're so afraid of crime. They're willing to accept this like it should be the normal thing.
Sure, they're taught to believe that the police are heroes and that the police are great and we really need them for, you know, what they're doing. And that, yeah, you're right, they just accept all the other crap that comes along with them, like speeding tickets and other nonsense traffic fines and things like that, rolling through a stop sign, etc., that stuff.
Another thing I was always thinking about is that when they're out there looking for people that are, like, running a red light, somehow somebody's house is being robbed, eh?
Yep, exactly. They're busy generating revenue through their ticketing process when they could be investigating real crimes against people and property. But it's not hopeless, James, because
I feel like nobody really wants to do anything about it.
So you're right. Nobody wants to stand up against the police in general because they're frightened to death of being targeted by them for some sort of retaliation. However, it's not nobody. There are exceptions to this rule. And those people are getting together. I mentioned it in the last hour, and it's worthy of mention as often as we can mention it. The Free State Project is, in my opinion, the best chance at achieving real, meaningful change toward freedom in this country. And I highly recommend you you go and check it out. Freestateproject.org is where you want to go to learn more about it. It's getting together with people that have a similar message to what you hear on this program, that understand what freedom is, that not only understand what freedom is and what the problems are with the government, but are willing to do something about it. Some of them are just willing to work within the political system, which is fine, but others are willing to do civil disobedience. As I mentioned earlier in the show, the idea of 420 celebrations has been going on a regular basis up here. We've had people disobeying in traffic court. They've been just refusing to pay fines. There have been all kinds of wonderful approaches that most people, as you're saying, do not have the courage to undertake. The people that do have that courage are coming here. And not everybody has that level of courage. That's okay. Some people, they just want to do politics and kind of take the safe route, even though politics isn't necessarily safe. But there's a lot of different approaches here, and we're getting people together, and it makes a difference. So I hope you'll take the time. Go to freestateproject.org, James, and I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Yo, let's continue here with your phone calls. Go to Michael, listening in Aberdeen to KBKW. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, hello.
Hey, Michael, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was wanting to bring up a part of the issue you've been talking about tonight, about the driver's license thing and all that.
Sure, go for it.
There's a book that was introduced to me a long time ago, about, I don't know, it was about 10, 15 years ago, and it's called Who's Afraid of the IRS by Miss Lynn Johnson. And in it, she's got in here, if I can read this real quick.
If it's a little bit, sure.
It should be noted that there is no license, self-issued or otherwise, that can give any legitimate authority to violate or threaten the life, liberty, or prosperity of another. Drunk or reckless driving is as much of a threat to life, liberty, or property of another as it is careless and maculous use of firearms. And both are a cause for legitimate complaint to government. But I don't want to read all of this, but I just wanted to say that this would be a good book for a lot of people to look into. You can you usually can go to the library and check it out.
And it's called Who's Afraid of the IRS?
By Miss Lynn Johnson.
If only more people had that perspective, if only more people were willing to say to themselves, who are these people? Who are these strangers that are sending me these mailings every year demanding my money? Who are they and how dare they and who do they think they are to demand a portion of my income? And I am not going to pay. And if we can get those people together in the same place,
okay,
I'll be
now,
really
it, it doesn't just talk about the driver's license, but it talks about you paying taxes. She says here, because she doesn't pay taxes.
Good for her. Me neither. Not federal taxes.
Okay, now you were talking about, like, well, people being kind of fearful of going in and fighting against this. Well, usually, people, we ain't organized to do that. Now, if there was, like, in each town and state, you know, that was had a group in that town or state, wherever they was at, had a group that went together and helped each other to fight against this, you'd find that there's probably a lot more people that'd be willing to step up and do this.
I think you are absolutely right. However, I think it's... Well, you're right, but you're wrong. You're right if there were a group of people. If there were a group of people, then that would be very powerful. But you're wrong that there's nobody out there. As I just explained, there is a group of people. It's called the Free State Project. It's not in every state because there aren't enough of those people, but we need to get those people together.
See, it don't have to be hooked up right with that organization. That organization could go to different states.
I understand that. Well, I understand that people want to.
How you organize it?
Yeah, that's great, and maybe that's something you could do. But right now, we don't have enough people to do something like that. We need to get people together to the same place. Eventually, we can set an example and show people how it's done. But until we get enough people together, we can't expand out beyond the boundaries of New Hampshire, in my opinion. But let us know how that works out for you, or join us up here, and then you will have that group. You will have those people who are sick and tired of obeying. It's Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for installation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves this Saturday evening. We're here to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features. They are free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You can help us reach out to more radio stations, get the show out into more internet listeners' ears, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom, because there are people out there who are willing to do something about the tyranny that we're seeing, that we've been seeing for decades in this country, that just keeps getting worse and worse. But they don't know that anyone else is out there. That's what we've heard. The past two calls, people were saying, but there's nobody else who will, you know, fill in the blank of actually getting active. There's nobody else. This is a common belief out there amongst people who feel like we do, Mark, that feel like liberty is critical, that being free is so important. In many cases, we feel alone. We feel like we're the only ones out there. We feel like we're surrounded by a sea of statism. Or in many cases, you may only know a couple other people that have similar belief systems as you do. That's how I felt back when I was living in Sarasota, Florida. Maybe you can relate to that feeling. Well, Free Talk Live is probably the most effective media vehicle beyond John Stossel and Penn and Teller at reaching out. Certainly the most effective radio vehicle at reaching out to people and letting them know, hey, you're not alone. There are others. And we're getting together and we are actually doing something about it. So we're not one of those shows where we just bitch and moan and point out all the problems. Though there are plenty of problems to point out.
We're also not a show that pretends to be for liberty, but really what they're doing is they're purporting some other political candidates.
Exactly.
You know, hey, yeah, we're all for small government until our guys are in, and then we'll tell you to shut up.
So we're here to take your phone calls about what you want, and don't forget you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It helps us get on more stations, reach out to new people, and you get perks. You get access to the Amp-only podcast with none of the regular podcast commercials included. You also get the Amp-only forum, the Amp-only call-in lines, and more. Go and get all the details. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. It helps us get on new stations like WFHT, 1390 WFHT, Avon Park in Florida, our brand newest station. And, Mark, you've got a warm spot in your heart for Avon Park, don't you?
Oh, well, I don't know about warm spot. I spent... I spent something like a couple of years in prison in Avon Park.
So there's a chance that maybe some of the old prison guards might be listening tonight.
The prison guards, the inmates, the whole thing. I mean,
anybody want to say hi to?
No. Bucky's there. Hi, Bucky.
Is that one of the guards or the prisoners?
It was a prisoner who had life. And gotcha. From the story I heard, deserved it.
So welcome aboard to 1390 WFHT, our newest Saturday affiliate, Talk With Attitude, which sounds like a great tag for a station airing Free Talk Live. All right, so 800-259-9231, we continue. We go to David listening to WGMD-FM in Delaware. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there.
Hey, David, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, somebody mentioned Romans 13. Let's look at the epistles real quick and remember that epistle was written to the Romans. Thessalonians, it was written to the Thessalonians. Ephesians to the Ephesians. Corinthians to the Corinthians. For the particular situation that they were dealing with in that time, they all had their different belief systems, and that's how that stream, the stream of Christianity, was introduced into those forms of thought. For the government to be using it, Romans 13, in order to obey the government, they're saying they're the Roman Empire. They're actually saying you must obey us because this is the Roman. Well, I don't think this is the Roman Empire according to the Statue of Liberty. But that's what they're doing. I think they've conscripted some 2,500 clergy under that Romans 13 to turn their parishioners in and do all sorts of snitching.
Hmm. Surprise me.
No.
Churches are now involved in tax code, right? I mean, they're 501c3s, that kind of thing?
Well, no, just to, you know, turn your guns in. If you did a sin, do this. I mean, all sorts of things which you find in Catholicism, not I subscribe to it or confession. They don't turn you into the police. But they have conscripted over 2,000 clergy in this country under Romans 13 to turn their parishioners in or talk to them and act as agents for the federal government.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Richard listening in Palm Beach in Florida to WFTL. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
I want to bring a black man's perspective to
Thank
all
you.
Of this. The thing about the police in the 70s, they halfway burnt down Liberty City in Miami because of a white word called change of venue. You ever hear that word?
What is that, a court term?
Yeah, meaning that the cops aren't going to be tried where they shot the two black kids. So they changed it to upstate, and they got off, just like you said, the murderers, and then they got off.
Mm-hmm.
And then it caused a big riot down
They probably there. Got a paid vacation, too. Normally when the cops mm-hmm. shoot people, they end up getting suspended with pay while the so-called investigation is run.
Change of venue, if anybody knows that word. They slide that in there to get the trial to a jury that's just in a white area.
Well, and that's if it even makes it that far. Most of the time when the police beat on somebody or kill somebody or mm-hmm. burn a house down or something like that, most of the time they never end up being charged because usually the police's own investigation is sent in and they say, well, looks like they were by the book. Everything's fine here. No problems. And then they just brush it under the rug. So it's very rare that it even makes it to a trial. But you're right. If it were to make it to a trial, that's certainly one of their tactics.
They did that twice in Miami. That's why we had big riots down there in the 70s. Down there, but I wanted to speak on an international level about this Obama and all these presidents, and I think the Vatican has a lot to do with what's going on, whether anybody believes it or not. Just like that man said about the chips that you have to have to go to the hospital, but they didn't believe him.
You think the Vatican is involved?
Yeah, involved. You see how they slide everything. You know, they've been involved in child molestation for a whole century, one thing after another. and then it's you know, it goes away, and then it comes back up again.
Yeah, and they certainly excuse the state. I mean, when you listen to the Pope, he certainly is an apologist for the state. So there's no doubt about that.
That Nazi man, I don't even know how he got to be Pope, being a Nazi kid, and his father was a Nazi soldier. I just don't understand how they made that man the Pope. But
well, if anything, it's just more evidence of what Mark has said about the Christian Church, is that now it's more likely that the Christian Church in its current form is the Antichrist than anything else. I mean, they're out there advocating for violence. They're out there supporting wars and killing, and it's just twisted. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing
from you. Let me say one more.
One, quick. Go ahead.
They had a CBS had a report about 5 years ago, and I downloaded it. On the Vatican's, the higher up said, if a priest molests, move him and defame the accuser. This is a big document.
It's policy.
CBS put
you
out.
Know, you really probably would enjoy the Penn and Teller episode on the Vatican. Have you seen that?
No, this is real. I mean, they
No. Penn and Teller does a show, great show. It's a television show called BS, and it's all about BS. And one of the episodes they did was on the Vatican. You'd love it. Go ahead and look for it online. I thank you for the call. Thank you so much at 800-259-9231. They really did a great job with that particular episode. I mean, it's a great show overall, one of my favorites. So check it out when you get a chance. We go to your calls. David, listening in keen to WKBK. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. David, I'm with all the people that don't like the Catholic Church lately. I think they're more closer to the devil than they are anything else, in my opinion. I was just going to ask you guys, if like the society that you guys are hoping to get came and was achieved, wouldn't you be concerned that perhaps, like, evil people might try to take over and dominate everything?
Well, considering that's what we have now, is evil people who have taken over and dominating everything.
I know, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, really,
uh-oh, what are we going to do?
I'm not really too concerned. I mean, really, the trick, and thank you, David, for the call, the trick is to show the government as illegitimate and get people to understand that the only way you can have somebody with legitimate authority over yourself is if you grant it to them. If you say, okay, I like your ideas, I'll follow your lead, and you can tell me what to do. But with the government that we currently have, that hasn't happened for many of us. I have not consented, and I'm not interested in their system, and I'm not interested in supporting many of the things that they do. More coming up. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when.
So then when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. A stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org, and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818, or go to greenpasture.org.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments. Maybe enough time for your call, though. I don't know. We've got a lot of people on the line here. 800-259-9231. Keep your thoughts as succinct as possible as we wrap out our live Saturday edition of this program. Hey, didn't get enough Free Talk Live tonight? Well, we've got it all week long, Monday through Saturday. You can join us if you don't get it on your local talk station. Give them a call. Tell them thanks for carrying what they carry, and then ask them real nice like to add the rest of the weekday show. If you're only getting the Saturday show, you're missing out on another 15 hours of fun and excitement with Free Talk Live. As usual, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. By the way, another great liberty-oriented show you can experience is the School Sucks podcast. The government education system sucks off the productive capacity of hard-working people. And whether government education succeeds or fails, and it fails, at providing real education to the public, the cost goes up and up year after year, and there are no refunds. Oh, yeah. And it also destroys individualism and curiosity. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. That is SchoolSucksProject.com. Ladies first, Jody is listening in Brattleboro to WKVT. Hey, Jody, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I just wanted to clear something up about this implantation discussion.
Okay.
And the idea that this is about microchips. What they're going to do is, they use the word implantation, and this has gone viral on the internet, and they're not talking about microchips. They're talking about class 2 and class 3 devices that are implanted in the body, which means that they're talking about heart valves and brain, the things that they put in to control certain kinds of brain dysfunction, anything that is used surgically that's an outside device, whether it's a pig valve or something like that, or it's something that's created. And all they're doing is setting up a registry because these things have never been tracked, so they can keep better track of what these implanted surgical devices.
And the purpose of that is what?
Well, because they want to track them to see if there have been problems with the rejection or problems with any of this stuff not working, and they just want to, it's these items have never been.
Why would the federal government have to be doing that? I mean, wouldn't the manufacturers and the doctors already have that information, and they could just use that?
No, what I'm saying is there's never been a registry, and this will be under the FDA, and they're going to keep a registry, but it has nothing to do with.
Doesn't that still bother you?
That's beside the point. It doesn't matter whether it bothers. No, it doesn't bother me.
No.
But the point is there's absolutely no mention in this health bill whatsoever about.
Well, I appreciate it. All I can do is take people's word for it. I hope you understand. I don't have a crack research
team. But
yeah, I don't have a crack research team here, and there's no way in hell I'm going to read their legislation.
Right,
you don't have to read the whole legislation.
I won't read any of it, actually. I don't read government laws because I don't care what they say.
Okay, but you're putting out information.
No, we're not. Whoa.
That was a caller.
We are opening up the phone lines and people are talking, just like you are
so
now.
Okay, so I just wanted to correct some misinformation.
Thank you, Jody. Appreciate hearing from you.
Thank
you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Thank you for that. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Even if what the guy is saying isn't true, even if what she's saying is true, and I don't know what's true.
Right.
He claimed
to be an engineer. She sounded very informed.
Yeah. Even if he is wrong and that they aren't forcing microchips into all health patients with this new bill, certainly there are people in government that do like the idea of tracking folks. And indeed, if what she's saying is true and that they are creating a registry for medically implanted devices, then that kind of creeps me out, too. I mean, the idea that the government loves to dig up more information on you and track you in all kinds of different ways. And this is just another one. No thanks. Not so interested in that. Let's continue here with your calls. And we go to, I think, Sid is with us listening in Alabama. Sid, you're on Free Talk Live. Sid?
Guy?
You're on the air.
I was just calling to comment that you asked for ways. A gentleman called and said, you know, what can we do to fix the police? But I think the bottom line, and most people have come to the realization, is that the police, the whole structure, I mean, it's so broken, it can't be fixed. It's got to be thrown out.
You know, I tend to agree generally with what you're saying, but I would like to see it replaced by voluntary market-based protection services, because protection is in demand by the marketplace, and it will be supplied.
That's the problem. There's no market mechanism there to catch the faulty police officers. I mean, I used to believe that possibly if they could be held liable in civil court for false arrests and whatnot, that maybe that could fix it, but... I mean, they're not even held accountable for their, you know, criminal offenses, killing puppies or even killing people.
It's true.
I mean, and then judges back them up. Nieces this past summer, ran an article about Auburn police. I mean, they get when they go to the courtroom, they get time and a half, or overtime, whatever their overtime is.
Yeah, it's sweet. It's good to be in the gang, isn't it?
Right. So, I mean, that's an incentive to write more false. And then if by chance something happens and the guy's found guilty, it's no sweat off their back.
Yep.
I mean, it's just 2 or 3 hours out of these guys' time. The police are just sitting there making money. So, I mean, they have an incentive to write, you know, false tickets or catch people for absolutely nothing, minor details, right?
So when are you coming to New Hampshire to help us put a stop to this?
Oh, actually, no, I'm really looking into that.
Great.
The only thing, I really don't like cold weather. So.
Hey, you know what?
I'm from Florida. Suck it up.
Yeah, we're both Florida-born, and it does get cold up here, but luckily, we've got heat. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And yes, that was my major objection when I first heard about the Free State Project was, oh, my God, I've been living in Florida my whole life. I don't think I can handle that. It's cold up there. And it is cold, but I'm actually acclimating to it. I never would have imagined wearing shorts and a T-shirt and sandals in 68-degree weather, but I was doing that the other day. I would never have done that in Florida.
Right. You know, I could go and spend my time in Florida if that's what I wanted to do. And, you know, I've got the in-laws down there. My mom's down there. I could, go vacation down there on a regular basis. I'm interested in being in New Hampshire where things are happening for Liberty, where, the stuff's going on.
If it's too cold for Liberty for you, then, you know, stay where you are and enjoy your chains, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're nice and warm.
Yep. All right, we continue here, and we go to Sam listening in Pittsburgh. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how do you do?
Hey, Sam, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I'm going to tell you, I'm enjoying your show. I found it on the Internet. I was looking for liberty-oriented radio talk, and I found it on the Internet.
Was it a Google search?
A good show.
Was it a Google search?
Yahoo.
Oh, okay, cool.
I just put it on Yahoo and I got you.
Great.
I just found the ones I liked. New Hampshire on Lou Rockwell.
Yes, sir.
When I first heard about it. And I was looking into it. You know, I have obligations. You just can't pick up and
search. Sure. These things take time. By the way, I was wondering
maybe if you had some websites to recommend for employment up there.
Well, you know what? Actually, yes. The Free State Project's website does have a job section.
Oh, it does?
It does have a job section with links to various different websites. Go to freestateproject.org, find the job section there. I don't know exactly how you get to it, but it's in there somewhere. There's a job section on their forum. There's a job section of the Free Keene forum. And the Free State Project is an understanding of this. The project as a whole is about bringing 20,000 liberty-loving people to be activists in New Hampshire from all around the country and around the world, but we understand that takes time. So when you sign up, you can put different parameters on your sign up, like, well, I can move within X amount of years, or I will move within 5 years of reaching 20,000 members, or I'll move next year. You can set up for whatever kind of custom situation would work best for you. And you can always move sooner rather than later.
If the job was comparable to what I have now, I'd move right away.
What if
willing to take a cut.
Yeah.
You know, looked into some things, but they don't pay enough.
Sure.
I do a little part-time work for McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is from, I work for the Perryman Company here, but I just do a little part-time work. Like, I could get in as a manager. I've had management experience.
Sure.
But doesn't quite pay enough to start as a second assistant.
Well, see, you know,
I would take a cut if it paid enough. You know,
I understand where you're coming from. And also, in many cases, depending on where you're coming from, the cost of living might be lower here as well. And to me, being around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people is worth a whole lot. I mean, that's just me personally. It's up to you to decide what's worthwhile to you. But go to freestateproject.org. There's 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire up there, a lot of them economic. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. This is, in my opinion, it's the most important movement of our time. That's why I joined it, and that's why I'm a part of it. 1-800-259-9231. We just lost Frank. So, wow, Mark, we finally tapped out on phone calls. Very rare.
Right at the end. Frank didn't feel like he was going to get on, so there you go.
Yep. Any other thoughts, Mark, you want to share tonight with us?
Yeah, the Catholic Church bashing that went on a little bit earlier. Everybody's got their religion and their version of it. I think the Catholic Church has been around a very long time and had a little bit longer than most religions to get really screwed up. And I would say that it is screwed up, but I think that most of the reason is 1,000 years ago they decided the priests shouldn't get married because they were passing down their parishes
so
to their sons.
So they children instead.
Right, so now they've got a bunch of weirdos.
See you Monday night, freetalklive.com. In the meantime, have a great weekend.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.